Yeah, Mishnayos Masech the Tamid, Mishnah Aleph, Vishloisha Makaymos in three places in the Beis Hamikdash, HaKahanim Shomrim BeBeis Hamikdash. The Kahanim used to be there to watch the Beis Hamikdash. There's a special mitzvah sesei called Shmiras Beis Hamikdash to watch the Beis Hamikdash. Mishum Kovid, to give respect, because not only we weren't afraid that maybe a Ganav would come in to ruin the Beis Hamikdash, rather purely as Kovid HaBeis Hamikdash, there's this mitzvah that should be watched. So in three places, the Kahanim used to stay there to watch the Beis Hamikdash. That was called the Beis Haftinus, and this room called the Beis Haftinus, and that room they used to make the Keteris there. It was called after this person called Beis Haftinus, this Mishpacha, because they used to be Bekim and making the Keteris. The Beis Hanitzutz, and the room called the Beis Hanitzutz, is a Shalom Achlikus, what does it mean exactly? Does it mean there was always a fire in that room to keep an Eish Tomet in the Beis Hamikdash? Or does it mean it was like an open porch there that the light always came in there? In that room, and thirdly, the Beis HaMoikad, another room in the Beis HaMikdash, where they used to have a fire always burning there, to give off heat, the Beis HaMoikad, like a big fire there, that it would warm up, and the Kahanim that were cold used to go barefoot, used to come in there to warm up, or after the Beis HaTefillah, they would go warm up there. So the kids in the Beis HaMoikad also, they had a place there that the Kahanim used to stay there and watch the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah says, Beis Haftinus and Beis Hanitzus, these two rooms, Hoyu Alius, they had attics, they had a room on top and a room on bottom. For Horoivim Shomim Shom. Horoivim means the young Kahanim that are even under Bar Mitzvah, they didn't come to the age of doing Avodah Klal yet, they used to watch on the attic on top. Now, Beis HaMoikad, this room called the Beis HaMoikad, Kippur. The room was a large room, a tall room, but it did not have an attic on top, but rather the top of it, the roof, was made like an archway, like round on top. Obayas Godelhoyim was a very big room, this Beis HaMoikad. Mukaf Revdim Shalevn, it had on the walls like a pavement of stones. There were stones sticking out of the wall. There were small stones sticking out, the big stones sticking out. The Mursov used to like climb up on these stones, and the Kahanim used to sleep on them at night, on these big stones, these Avonim sticking out from the wall. And like Mishnah says, the Ziknei Beis Av Yishonim Shom, the older of the Beis Av, the older Kahanim there, they used to sleep on these stones. O Maftichoi Soazor B'yodim, the keys to the old Beis HaMikdash was in the hand of these Ziknei Beis Av. Now, the Mishnah says, Upirchei Kuna, the young Kahanim, this means Kahanim that are over by Mitzvah already, the Hegiel Achlal Avodah, because they're not called Zakenim yet. These Pirchei Kuna, Ish Kissei Boretz, they used to sleep on the floor. They would put down their pillow on the floor and sleep there on the floor. Lo Yehoye Yishon in the Bigdei Kodesh, they did not sleep when they were still wearing the Bigdei Kodesh, the Bigdei Kuna. Ela Poishtim, they would take off the Bigdei Kuna. On the Kaplan, they would fold it over. On Manich Anois, Santachas Roshayim, they would put it down, and the Gemara says it means on the side of the head, not underneath the head, because it was an Issa to have Anor from the Begodim. Was the Shalmei was klein even. They used to put it on the side of the head like to watch it. Or Mischasin b'chusus atzman, they would wear their own clothing, chulnik clothing, when they went to sleep. Now what's going to be Eira Keri L'yechad Mehem? Let's say one of these Kahanim in the middle of the night when they were sleeping, they became a Balkeri, some Zera came out from them. So Halacha was, Yoytse, he went out, B'holach, and he went loy the Mesiba, on a winding stairway. Ha'olechus tachas abiru, that led down underneath the Beis HaMikdash, under the bira, like a tunnel over there. Some say on the Harabayit there was a makam called the bira, that was called the Beis HaBira, and some say no, the Beis HaBira means the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now, the Haneris, Dolkim, Mikan, and Mikan, the Haneris lit there on both sides, and he walked through that tunnel underneath, Achur Magil, the Beis HaTefillah, until he came to the place where he went to the mikvah, to the Beis HaTefillah. Or Madura Hoy Sisham, there was a big torch there. Or Beis Kisei Shakovet, there was also a Beis Kisei that they were not covered respect there. Now, what was this respect? Vizel Kvoida, this is the covered of the Beis Kisei there, that Matzo Nola, somebody found the door closed. Yodeya Shiesha Modi, you should know somebody's inside there. And therefore do not go in. Fasuch, if you found the door open, then your day you should know Shein Shamadim that nobody's in there, then you can go in to use the basic Kisei. Now this Kohen was about Keri, Yorad Vitovel, he went down to the mikvah to be Tovel in the mikvah, Allah, he came off in his topic, he dried himself, and he like warmed himself up near the torch that was down there burning. Then he came, and he sat, he went back to the room, the Beis HaMikdash, and went back to sleep there, like all the other kanim were, until the gates, they opened up the gates, the losses of the Azar in the morning. Then Yaitzev Elechlad, of this kind that was Tomei, who was a Tfuyayim, he went out of the Beis HaMikdash then. He went out, and he waited outside until it became Harashem, until it became evening. Because that's the luck of a Baal Keri, he's not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash until he has Harashem, even though he went to the Mikvah. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis, Mishu writes a litram, any kind that wanted to be Zeicha, with the first Avodah that was done in the morning, which is called the Trumas Adeshin, we'll soon see what that is, used to, like a Pasuk of Vayikra says, Ve'erim es Adeshin es Atech Valesh, es El Al Mizbech, v'som Eitz Al Mizbech, it was an Avodah every morning, to take a shovel full out of the ashes, the burnt ashes off the Mizbech, and put it on the side of the Mizbech. So a kind that wanted to be Zeicha to do this Avodah, Mashkim, he would get up early, V'tayv, he went to the Mikvah, Ad Shlayav HaMamunah, before the superintendent came, the Mamunah, the one that was in charge, to be Kaveya, will soon see the girl who should be Zeicha to do this Avodah of the Trumas Adeshin. V'chibayza Shal Mamunah, which time exactly did he come? Loikol Yitim Shabbos, it wasn't always exact. Problem sometimes, Shubor Mekriyas HaGever, he came very early in the morning when the rooster started to make noise. I saw the flame of even a little bit earlier than that. I malach a little bit after that. The Hamamuna, when the Muna, the superintendent, came, boy, he came with doifek lame, he like knocked on the door. They impossible, they would open up the door for him. Omulim, they would say to him, he would say to them, Mishetovel, any kind that went to the mikvah ready, Yova viyofis, let him come and let's make a girl, make a lottery now to see which kind should be zeicha to do the avoida of the Trumas Adeshin. Hey, so they had this lottery. Zocha, Misha Zocha, whoever was Zocha, he was Zocha to this Avodah of the Trumas Adeshin. Mishnah Gimel. Not on the Gemara explains really that at the beginning they did not make a girl, just whoever wanted to was Zocha and they had a race, whoever ran up there first. But it happened once that somebody pushed the other one off, so Rabbanu made a takana that only be Zocha through a girl used to have a lottery. Mishnah Gimel. Not the Es HaMafteach. Now the Mamunah, the superintendent, will come and take the keys from the Ziknei Beisav we had before they were holding the keys. Ufostach es ha-pishpush. He would open up like the small door from the Shar of the Beis HaMoikad. Shar is like a big gate, and in this big gate was a small door called the Pishpush. V'nichnas mi Beis HaMoikad la'zorah. He would come out from the Beis HaMoikad into the Azorah. V'nichnas u'achrav, and the other kanim would follow him. Ushtei avukish al orbiyot, and they had two torches in the hands. V'nechle kulishne kitos. The kanam now divided up into two different groups. Elu holchem biachsadru aderech hamizrach. One group of kanam went along like the around the walls inside of the Beis HaMikdash. There was like an achsag, like a porch there. They went going down the east. V'elu in the second group, holchem biachsadru aderech hamarav. They went through the like along the wall over the under the porch. On the west side, they will hold your boat to walk, and they will walk like through the Beis HaMikdash to make sure everything was in the place. Though they came to the room where they used to make the chavitim, that was a special mincha that the Kohen Gadol had to bring every day. When both like groups of kanim met over there, so Armu they said shalom hakol shalom, like peace, everything is in peace, meaning everything they saw in the Beis HaMikdash was in its right place. Then they let these kahanim, or these workmen there in this room, start to make the chavitim, which is mashma, they actually started to make the chavitim first. And the Gemara asked the question, it's not true, we know the first thing that was done was the Korban HaTamid. So Gemara says it just means that they started to warm up the water that later they'll use when they come to knead the dough for this chavitim. Now Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Zoh Felitrus Es HaMizbeach. The kohen that was zeicha to do the first avodah of the trumas hamizbeach, who yitros es hamizbeach, he should go up and start to clean out the mizbeach. Veim oimrim loy. Now the other kohen would tell him, he zor, be careful that shem osiga bakli atcha tekadosh yodecha v'raglecha menakir. Like be careful not to start to touch the kli, the shovel that you're going to take the trumas adeshin out with, before first you wash your hands and your feet from the kir. Like any kohen cannot start to do the avodah before it first has the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now, v'arei hamachta nesuna, this shovel that he used to take out the ashes with, the coals with, was nesuna b'miktsoye. It was stored, put away, in the corner. Bein hakevesh l'mizbeach, between the plank going up and the mizbeach. V'marovoy shel kevesh. It was on the west side of the plank going up. Now, ein odem nichnes imoy. No other kohen would go up with him when he went to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Because the halacha was, nobody's allowed to go in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, who went in the Keves, unless you're doing an Avodah. So only the kohen that's doing the Avodah, he has a right to go there. Now, the Loiner Biyodah, the kohen going up, was not holding a light with him. Ela Mahalaf Nur HaMaroch, he went up from the light that came up from the marocha, from the fire on top of the mizbeach. Now, lahoy roi noisa, the other kohanim cannot even see him, because they're all standing on the east side of the azara, and of the mizbeach. And the one that went to Turim, he went to do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he went to the marocha, to the west side of the mizbeach. So therefore, like the kevesh and the mizbeach was mafsik between them, so they could not see him. For lo shomim eskalo, they did not hear his voice either when he went to wash his hands. At Sheshenim Koleitz, until they heard the voice of the eighth, the wooden wheel, she also ben kotin muchni lakir, that ben kotin, this person made a special wheel for the kir, that they used to lower it down in the mikvah overnight in order that the water should not have a psulina on it. So Kitzel used to heal this wheel when he was hoisting it up again. Vayomrim, and they would say then, came the time that the kohen now that was doing the Trumas Hadeshen was washing his hands and feet from the kir. Now, notal machtas hakesev, the kohen took a silver a shovel, the olah l'reish hamizbeach, he went up to the top of the mizbeach. Ufines hakecholim helech velech, he moved around the coals from side to side. Chose took a nice shovelful min hamucholas hapinimius, from like the burnt up ashes in the middle of the maroch, in the middle of the burning. It was a real good burnt out ashes. He took a shovelful. Now the yerud, he went down with that shovelful. He went down to the floor. He gil ritzbe, came down to the floor of the azara. Hofach ponov latzof, and he turned his face towards the north side. Holach lemizrochai shel kevis. He walked then on the east side of the plank, keser amos, like 10 amos, towards the mizbeach. Like this, the keves was 30 amos long. So if he walked in 10 amos, he was now like 20 amos away from the mizbeach. On that place there, sovereh segecholim, he gathered together the ashes there, agabi ritzv on the floor there. Rochek min hakevesh shlesh tvachim, a little bit away from the plank, from the keves are 3 tvachim. Now that mokum shnoisne murasayf, that was also the place where the kohen had to throw off the mizbeach the Muroi Saif, the crap off the birds, the Oila Saif, or the Rechata Saif, the Disha Mizbech, when they cleaned out the inside Mizbech, they also put the ashes in the same place, the Hamanoira. So the kids said there were 4 things put in this place, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Muroi Saif, the Mizbech HaPnimi, and when they cleaned out the Menoira, also they put the ashes in the same place. Perek Sheni, Mishnalef, Ru Echov Sheyorad, when the other Kanim saw the way this Kohen now came down from Mizbech, they ran and came to him. They ran and came to the kir, rather. They went to the kir. As mir of a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in a kir. The other kind of went fast now to make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Not less on the great face. Now they went and they took their shovels, the esatineris, and like their forks. The olu l'reshem mizbeach. They went up to the top of the mizbeach. Now ho'evorim v'yaftor mishlonis achum meberiv. They found any meat or any fat that was not completely burnt from last night, is sunken oisom litzidi hamizbech. They like pick it out with the fork or with the shovel and put it to the side of the mizbech. They put it on the side now, like we'll see later. They first continue burning it later, but right now they want to go and clean up the mizbech itself. So any parts that still have to be burnt, right now they took it out to the side of the mizbech. In main hatzdodim marzikim, if by the sides of the mizbech was too crowded, there wasn't enough space there to put all the pieces of meat they have off on the marocha, then soidrin ha'oysom ba'seviv, they would pile them up on the seviv. That's like the thing going around the mizbeach. Ala kevesh on the plane coming up. The soiv, that's like a little indention going around in his bayach halfway up. Or else, ala kevish, or else they would pile it up in the meantime on the plane coming up. Now, after they took off all the meat and the fats, now, Mishneh Beis, hey chilu malin bo'efer agabi atapuach. They started now to clean up all the yeshes off the marach itself and put it on the middle of the mizbeach. There was like a little pile of ashes in the middle of the mizbeach called the tapuach. This tapuach, this place where they piled up all the yeshes, was in the middle of the mizbeach. On the sides of that, they had two marachas. Well, since then, they had three marachas. One big one small one, and one very small one that they just had for an ash to be burning all the time there. Now they put all the yeshes off those three marachas and shoved it into the middle of this tapuach. Now, probably sometimes all of Kishola Shemayas Kur, sometimes there are like 300 kurs, a large amount of ashes. A kur is 30 saw. The Gemara says, really, this is called the guzma, it's an exaggeration. So it never really happened that they let so much ashes stay on top of the mizbech. And what happened was, when it got a little crowded there, you said then take it off and throw it out to the chutz l'ir. They took it outside the ear, al shafach hadeshin. Now, over a golem, but on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, they would not clean off the yeshes, they would not take down the yeshes, but they would leave it there to let the tapuach become very big. Why? That's nice for the mizbeach to show we're really using it. It's nice to show we have a lot of kabbonis on it, therefore they used to leave the ashes on the mizbeach during Yom Tov. But you should know the Mishnah says, it never happened like that. There wasn't the pshat of the kind of lazy. They didn't want to take it out. They weren't lazy. They would take it out. Just it was noil mizbeach, leave it there for Yom Tov. Mishnah Gimel. Hey chelu malin da begizrin. Now the kohen started to bring up the logs of wood, like to fix up the marocha. Oh, lesader es marocha, to be mesader, to make the marocha as a fireplace on top of the mizbeach. And really the Gemara Yumis says there were three marochas on top of the mizbeach. And they used to make it every single morning. That one was called the Marocha Gedolah, that's the big one that they burnt the Korban HaTomid and the Amurim of all the other Korbanos. The second one was a little bit smaller that they had to have ashes to burn the Keteris on. And the third one was just to have an ash always burning on the Mizbeach. So now they're starting to bring up these Eitzim to set up the Marochas. So the Mishnah says, V'chi kolo Eitzim Kshelo Marocha, is any type of an Eitz kosher to be used. That the Mishnah says, Stam, Mechilu Malam Begizrim, Mashm, any type of a log of wood is kosher. So the Mishnah says, Hein, yes, that really Kol Eitzim Kshelo Marocha, any type of wood of logs is kosher to be used for the Marocha, for the fireplaces upstairs, on the Mizbeach. Chutz Mishol Zayis Mishol Gefen, excluding the wood from an olive tree, or from a gefen, from a vine, from grapes, that you cannot use. And the Gemara is 2 miles, like, why not? Some said because they do not burn so well, they rather just give off a lot of ashes, and some say no, even though it burns well, but Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, since they give off a lot of fruit, we do not want them to be ruined in Eretz Yisrael, because they need a lot of wood for the Mizbeach. Therefore, we're not supposed to bring from a Zayis or from a Geffen. Abu Biel, Regilim, but which type of wood do they really use? Be Murvius Shelteina, with branches off a fig tree, Bishel Egos from a nut tree, Bishel Eit Shemina from trees that give off oil. Some say it means really zephyr that gives off tar. And the Gemara explains that according to Man Yom, it says the reason why you don't use a geffen and a zayis is because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So when it says here you should use the branches of a tain of a fig tree, that means a white fig tree that does not give off fruit. Therefore there's no shail of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Now Mishnah Dalit. Seder ha-maroch gedolah mi-mizrochom used to be the sand of the logs on the east side of the Mizbeach. For the Marocha Gedolah, that was the big Marocha, the big fireplace that used to burn the Kabbonis on it. The Chazisa Mizrocha. The Chazisa means like a window that you can see through the logs of wood. That was on the east side. And the Gemara says the reason is because the wind should be able to come in and blow the fire, or else to be able to light up the fire. So it's like a Chazisa, a little opening there on the east side. The Roshei Hagzirim, the tips, like the ends of these logs of wood, happening on the inside, or you noigim b'tapuach, we touch the tapuach. In other words, started from the tapuach all the way down to the east side of the mizbeach. The revach hoyu ben agzirim, between one log and another log, there was space.
Shahayu Matsisan Eslam Lisa Misham. That's where they would light the little chips. Alisa means little chips and branches of wood you used to stick in there, because those were easy to light, and when those would catch fire, that would burn up the big logs, the big wood for the Maracha. Mishnehei. Now it says, Beiru Misham Atsei Seine Yochim. From these Eitzim that they brought, they used to pick out now special wood from the Teina, good wood. Wood then it could have been from the Egos or from the Atsei Shemin, it could have been. And Lissadem Aracha Shnei, in order to make now the second fireplace on top of the Mizbeach. And what was that purpose for? Lictoris. That the purpose was to use that coal to be able to burn the Lictoris. But the way they burnt the Lictoris was they used to take the coals off the Mizbeach Achitzein and bring it inside to the Kodesh, and there they would burn the Keteris. They used to put it onto the Mizbeach HaPinim in the Heichol, and that's where they would burn the Keteris. So they had to have ashes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's this Maracha Shniyah. Now, where was this made? Mi Keneged Keren Marav Zroimis. That was on the southwest side of the Mizbeach. Moshech Min HaKeren, a little bit away from the corner, Klapei Tzofen towards the north side, Arba Amis, it was four Amis, like away from that south corner, a little bit moved in towards the north. B'yomer, how much wood did they use? B'yomer, they estimated chamei son gecholim, in order to have out of it five son of gecholim. That's how much coal they needed to use for the keteris. Now over Shabbos, for Shabbos, boimid shmeinas soyim gecholim. They had to use enough wood there in order to estimate that there would be eight soyim of gecholim, not five but eight. Why did they need more ashes, more coals on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos they also had to burn the bezichim. That was the two cups on top of the lechem aponim full of levoina. So since they had to burn that on Shabbos, they burnt it on this marocha. So therefore you have to have eight, the amount of eight asoim of kecholim for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says after they cleaned off the mizbeach and made like the three marochas, now ho'ayvorim v'yaptorim shonisachnu m'berif. That thing we learned before in the Mishnah, they used to take off first the fat and the meat that was not burned completely and put it on the side. Now they would take back again that fat and that meat, they would put it back on top of the Maracha Gedola. And it Tzitzu Shtei HaMarachas Beish, they would light up these two Marachas, Marachas Gedola, Marachas Shniya, with fire. So, and then, V'yardu Bor Lehem, Lishchas Hagozes. Then the Kohanim would come down and go to their Lishchas Hagozes. And there in the Lishka Sagozes, they made another girl now to do the rest of the Avoidis, to do the rest of the Avoidis for the Korban Atomic. Like this we'll see in the next parak. In the next parak Shlishi, that talks about all the next type of girl they made to make for the next set. Now, for the Avoidis of the Korban Atomic, like we'll soon see for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, for the Menorah, and for the Korban Atomic. Alright, now parak Shlishi. Omalem Amamuna, the superintendent sent to them, to the Kanim after they came into the Lishkas Hagozes. They are bold Bafisu, come let's make another girl to start doing the next Avoidis. Like so far in the morning we had the first piece that was which kind would be Zeich to do the Trumas Adeshin. And then it says when the Kanim came down, all the Kanim came down, they went to Lishkas Hagozes. Now in the Lishkas Hagozes, that's where they made the second piece. So the moon has said, come together, we'll make a piece over here, bold Bafisu. And what's this piece now? Mi sheichet, which kain? Even though really the shchit is kosher bizarre, but mashmu is a kosher shchit to do the first one in the morning on the korban atamid. So the kanim used to want to do it. So he used to make like a girl a lottery. Which kain would be zeicha? Mi sheichet, which kain would be zeicha to do the shchitam? Mi zerik, which kain would be zeicha to make the zrika sadam of the korban atamid? I think it's mashmu. Not only the zrika, this kain also made the kabbalah sadam. Just the ikur the zrika is to say like who took care of the avoda sadam. Mi medarshin, another piece then, they chose then, mi medarshin ha-mizbech ha-pnimi, who's going to clean out the inside mizbech? Mi medarshin ha-menorah, who's going to clean out the menorah? Now, not the pshat is really that they first made the shchita, the zrika, and then the dishin mizbech ha-pnimi. Because like they say in the morning of davening, the baya, that really the say that worm was, after the truma sedeshin, then the next thing was the hatova. Like we say, Abai v'Masada say the Maracha, Mishnah Gemara, he says that Maracha Gedola, Kedemas Maracha Shniyah, first they made the Maracha Gedola, then they made the Maracha Shniyah, then they made the Siddiq Shnei Gedrei Eitzim, then after that, then they made the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi.
So before they made the shechita on the korban atamid, they first used to clean out the mizbech apnimi, and then it says, then they did the hatovas chamesh neiros, they cleaned out the five neiros first. Then after that, then they first made the shechita in the dam atamid, and then they came back to make the shtei haneiros. So this mishnah is not really going to say exactly how they did the work. It's just saying how they made the piyus in here. So they chose then which kohen would be zeicha to clean out the mizbech apnimi, mi medashin some neiros, which kohen would be zeicha to clean out the menorah. After they finished doing the avodas shechita and zrikam, and then they cut up the oil into pieces, you had to bring the pieces onto the mizbeach. So they would make a choosing now which kohen would be zeicha to carry up the avorim to the keves. Now the way they carried it up was harosh for regel. One kohen held the head, and the regel here means the left, the back, right foot. Ushtei hayadayim, that's the front. Another kohen held the front 2 feet. Hoikets, that's the backside, the oregel, and the left back leg. Hechoza, another kohen had the hachoza, the breast, the hagero, that's like around the neck. Ushteya the funnis, and the 2 sides. The 2 sides were with the shedra batchol vakovid, yeah. And then another cook, ushteya the funnis, yeah, hakrovayim, that's the intestines. Viasos, another kohen took the solus, carried up the flour for the mincha that was brought with the korban atomid. The achavitim, another kohen carried up the mincha the kohen gadol had to have brought every single day. The hayayin, another kohen would carry up the wine for nischa the atomid. So now, right now, they made all these gerolas now to choose, and zocha misha zocha. Each kohen that was zocha, he was zocha. Like there was 13 kohenim here that had to do these different 13 avoidas here. So we had 13 of them. That, the first one was Zeicha with the Shechita, the second one with the Zrika, the third one with the Dishim Mizbech Apnimi, the fourth one Dashim with the Hamnoira, the fifth one bring up the Rosh and the Regel, the sixth the Shtei Adayim, the seventh Lukitz and the Regel, the eighth the Chos and the Gora, the ninth was the Shtei Adafanus, the tenth was the Kebayim and the Intestines, the 11th was the Seilus, the 12th was the Chavitim, and the last one was the Yayim. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Bei says, Omelem Hamamuna. So the superintendent would say, Tzu Uru, go out and see. He would say, like, go to the top. He would tell a kohen, the one that was zeichir, go to a high place in the Beis Hamikdash. Uru and try and see. In Megiyas Man Hashchita, like, is it light? Is it daybreak? You have the time to make the shchita, because you can't make a shchita balayla. So Megiya, if it came the time, Haroyim, the one that sort would say Bar Koi, like there's a strike of light. That's the Tanakam holds. It's not just to say you saw a streak of light. That's enough. You know now it's time to make the shechita. But Masya ben Shmuel, I mean, he also knows, he says like this, that it's not enough just to say Bar Koi, you see a little streak of light, but rather he has to first say, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The one that went up to see would have to tell us that he saw its light all on the east side, the whole east side was lit up. And then the Mamuna would ask him, Achu B'Chevron, is it even lit up? Do you see it far all the way down to Chevron? When he would have to answer back, Hain, yes, I even see it's that lit up. Because I think the Morris says that it was Xeru, once happened, they threw a little lightning and they thought it was daybreak already. They brought the Tatamit, and really it was in the middle of the night. Therefore, Masya ben Shmuel holds, it's not enough just to see a little bit light, but you have to be able to see, you saw the whole east side lit up all the way down to Chevron. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Omalahem. So now, the Mamuna would say to the Kahanim that was Zechru and the Avodah Satamit, he would tell them, Tzu, V'yaviyu tle milishchas atloyim. Go to a special room where they used to keep the tloyim, the little lambs, and bring one now for the korban atamid. V'harei lishchas atloyim, where was this little, where was this room? V'harei lishchas atloyim hoisa bim tsoyar, that was in the corner, tzvainis marovis, of the northwest side. And v'yabol lishchas hoisham, in that place there were 4 rooms there. Achas was lishchas atloyim, where it took now one of the tloyim, one of the sheep. V'yachas lishchas hachasomis. One was a room that used to have the seals there. But the kind of, when if somebody would want to buy a flower, so they used to like give him a sign, a note that he bought it. So that used to have the chasomis, the signs there. V'yachas was lishchas beis hamikdash. One was the room that used to have a fire always burning there to warm up there. V'yachas lishchas shoyosim ben lechem aponim. Another room there was a place where they used to bake the lechem aponim. They needed for every Shabbos, the 12 lechems, used to bake it there. On Friday. So Kitsa, they went to one of these rooms called Lishchas Atloyim, and from there we take out a tle, a little sheep. Now, Mishnah Dalet, Nichnasum, Belishchas Akelim,
Then the Kohen went to another Lishka called the Lishka Sakelim, and v'hoitziyu mishom tisha mishloisha klei kesem klei zov. They would take out from there, like every morning, 93 different kelim vessels of silver and gold vessels, mashma that they needed throughout the whole day. From these kelim they used in the Beis Mikdash the whole day. So they took them out now. And one of the reasons, one of the purposes was, hishku es hatomet b'kershel zov. Used to let this korban, this little sheep, drink water from a golden cup. And the reason is why we had, because if they let it drink right before shechita, so then later after shechita, it's easy to take off the skin. So they used to let it drink with a golden cup. We had before in the Gemara to Machlokes, one man Yom said there's a guzmas, only exaggeration. They didn't let the animal drink from a golden cup. The other man Yom says, no, ein anis b'mokam ashirus, in the Beis Midish, everything was done via ashirus. Then it says, afal pi shumavukim b'erif, even though they already checked out this korban from a b'erif yesterday, really loved off yesterday, it means even 4 days ago, that they used to check out the korban 4 days in advance, but still mavak menois lior havukais, right now in the morning, right before they shechted, they used to check it out a second time to make sure there's no mum, because maybe a mum came in between. So even though it was checked out 4 days ago, they would recheck it right before the shechita. Now Mishnah Hey, Misha Zocha Batomid, the Kohen that was zeich with the Tomid, Poshtim means with the shechita, so the korban Tomid, Moishchai, he would like drag, pull the korban Tomid, he would pull this Tleh, V'olech LeBeis HaMitzvachayim, he would take it to the place where they make the shechita, the Beis HaMitzvachayim, a special mokum where they made the shechita as a kabonis. Or Misha Zocha B'Yavorim, the other Kohen that was zeich to carry up the pieces, afterwards, Hochemachov, they followed him, to help him hold down the animal b'shah shechita. Now, Beis HaMitzvachayim, this place that used to make the shechita.
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
Hold down the animal, b'shah shechita. Now, Beis HaMitzvachayim, this place that used to make the shechita. Hoyu l'tzvayni shemazbeach was on the north side of the mizbeach, because we know this Oyvles HaTomid is a korban olam. It's a kodesh kedoshim. That the shechita has to be done b'tzofen on the north side of the mizbeach. So here, l'tzvayni l'shom mizbeach, on the north side of the mizbeach. The olav on over there, shemayna mudim nanosim, there were eight small poles, eight small pillars like standing, made out of a stone. Or revi'in shel erez agabeim. There was a square piece of wood, of erez, of cedar wood, on top of these stones. Stam, cemented down to it. The yunkuloyas shel barzo, there were metal hooks, hoyikfuyim them, on this square piece of wood, there was metal hooks onto it, and on these hooks they used to hang up the car after the shechita. They would hang it up, like when they skin it, or to work on the animal, to cut it open, they would hang it up on these hooks. Ushloisha storim hoyu, they had like three rows of three hooks, l'chol echad v'yechad, each piece of wood, each square wood, had three rows of nails, of hooks. It was like one sheet of holes, it went 1, 2, 3, and one says it went across. The echad shebehem, on that they would hang the korban after they shechted it, and they would also try and skin it then. They used to bring their tables made out of marble that were in between these amudim, in between these pillows of stones. Used to be two tables there, that even though the animal was hanging, but it was hanging down, so they didn't want the bottom of it to touch the floor, so they used to have a table right next to it, that they would fillet it, or they would take off the skin and have it hanging, or have it resting on the table also. It was like hanging and resting at the same time. The Mishnah Vav, Misha Zocha B'dishim Mizbech HaPnimi, the Kohen that was Zocha, to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi, Fi HaMenorah, and the one that cleaned out the Menorah, two different Kohanim, Hoyu Magdimim, they went first, because they did their Avodah before the Shechita, the Korban HaTomid, as I said before. They really did their Avodah before the Shechita. Now, the Arab Kelim B'yodim, they had four Kelim in their hands. What did they have? They had Hateni V'yakuz. Hateni, that's a big basket. V'yakuz, that's like a smaller one, like a pitcher. Ushnei Maftuchais, and they had two keys in their hands. So these two Kohanim had to go into the Heichol, so that's what they were holding, these four things. Now, Hateni, this big basket, Doimel Atarkav Godel Shazol, like a big golden Tarkav, a big golden basket. Machze Kabayim V'chetzi, could hold 2.5 calves. The Yakuz, this pitcher, a little smaller, Daimalakit and Godel Shazol, like a big pitcher, golden pitcher.
Ushnei Maftachos, they had two keys with them. Echad Yored Liyamas Hashechi, one key used to open up. It's called the Yamas Hashechi. So some learn that means that this lock was on the outside, and the way they opened it up was you used to have to stick the hand into the door like, so the hand went through the hole and mamash up until the armpit. So that's why it's called the Yamas Hashechi. Hashechi means like by your armpit, by your elbow, so by your on top, by your shoulders. So you have to stick the whole hand through the door to open it up. That was like one. And the Echad Pesach Kevan, one opened up very easy. That was on the outside a lock. So the outside lock was easy to open up. That's called like Kevan right there, right in front of them. So kids had to open up these two locks to get inside into the Heichel. Now, Mishnah Zayin, what they did was Bola Lepishpa Shatzvani. They went to a smaller gate. There was a big shower, a big gate going into the Heichel, but they had to open that from the inside. They had to get inside first. So they used the Pishpush, a side door on the side. So Bola, these two Kanim came in now, the Pishpush Atzvani, to the north small door, going into the Heichelite. Oshnei Pishpushim Hoyelo L'Sharagotu. Really on the side of the big shower, the big gate, there were two small entrances, two small doors. Echad B'Tzofim, one was on the north side. That's the one these two are going in with. The Yechad B'Dorim, one was on the south side. Now, Sheh B'Dorim, the small door on the south side, the Nichnas B'Yodim Elim, no person ever went inside it. V'Yolavu Meforash, that's what the Novi says in Yecheskel, V'Yolavu Meforash Adei Yecheskel, that the Apostle says in Yecheskel, V'Yom Yolai Hashem, Ashar Azeh, this gate, Sog V'Yil, it should always be closed. Lo Yipaseh, should not open it up. V'Yish Lo Yavabai, no person to go into it. Ki Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Bo Lo Yavoy, Bo Yisrael, only Hashem goes inside it. So Kitzah said there were two small entrances on the two sides of this big gate going into the Heichel, one on the north and on the right, one on the left. So these two Kahanim went in on the right side, on the north side. Not less of Teich, they took their key with them. Opostach as a pishpish, that they opened up the small entrance. And Nichnas Latov, they went inside into a small compartment there called the Tov. O min haTov al Heichel, from the Tov they made a left turn and they went into the Heichel. So they got into the Heichel through the side. Now when they went inside the Heichel, they now went to the front, to the big gate there. And they went to open up the big gate into the Heichel. The Heichel is like all the way up front, that's all the way up Marav side, that inside the Heichel is the Ulam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they went to open up the Heichel, they went inside, they opened up the big Shar HaGodol. When they got to this big gate inside, heavier as Haneger, they took the big bolts, the big like metal pieces, they were closing it like. They took that off first. V'yesa poishu, they took off the locks. Upsocha, and then they opened up the big gate. The lehoi sheichet ha-sheichet. The sheichet would not shech the korban ha-tomid at yishimei ha-kir sher ha-godosh niftach until he would hear the noise of this big gate opening up. And it made a lot of noise to open up this gate. Made a lot of noise. But the Mishnah now says, Mishnah Ches, it says now, me-yirichoi, from Yirichoi, that was far away from Yerushalayim, was almost like 25 kilometers. It was away from Yerushalayim, the Yericha, from Yerichoi, Ho Yishayim, the people there in Yericha were able to hear, Kirl Shar HaGodosh Niftach. When these two Kahanim opened up that big gate of the Heichel, it made so much noise, that the noise reached all the way down to Yerichoi. Now also a few other things happened was, that in Yericha, from Yerichoi, Yishayim, Kol HaMagrefa. When he used to use the curl of the shovel, when he used to clean out there, Magrefa is the clean nigun, that's a type of instrument. Used to play music with it, and it made a lot of different noises, says the Moran Erech whom he had, and it's called the Magrefa because it looked a little bit like a shovel. So from Yericho, they were able to hear the noise that came out of the Magrefa. Also, Yericho, Yishemim Korleitz, She'osa Ben Kotin Muchni Lakir. We had before, Ben Kotin made a special wheel to lower down the kir into the mikveh overnight. So when you used to lower it down with this wheel, it made a lot of noise. So that noise was heard all the way down to Yericho. Miyericho Hayashemim Kol Gavini Chorus. Gavini Chorus, that's the Vekka. The Mamuni used to wake up in the morning, the Kahanim. She used to give a loud scream, like, wake up, to Avodas Hashem. So that voice, there's such a loud voice, you can hear it all the way down to Yericho. Miyericho Hayashemim Kol Achlil. That they used to play the Chlil, the flute. Also, he had the Gemara in Erchon, used to play the flute in front of the Mizbeach 12 times a year. So that voice was also heard all the way down to Yerichai. Yerichai Yishem and Kol HaTzulzol. The youth used to play the tzulzol, the cymbals. Levim used to play it.
So it was also heard all the way down to Yericho. Yericho ha-yishrem kol ha-shir b'chlau when Nuvim used to sing the shir by the Korban HaTomid, by the Shas Nisach of the Yayin, so you were able to hear that voice all the way down to Yericho. Yericho ha-yishrem kol ha-shofar. He used to also blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash 21 times a day, so also that kol was heard all the way down to Yericho, like 50 miles away. V'yishrem, some say, af kol ha-shal kohen gadol. He used to hear the kol of the kohen gadol when he used to mention the Shem HaGod, the Shem HaMafarish on Yom Kippur, he used to hear it all the way down in Yerichoy. That's how loud the voice was. Also, when he used to burn the Keteris, so the smell came out of it, went so far, went all the way down to Yerichoy. Even in Yerichoy, they were able to smell the smell of the Pitam, the burning of the Keteris. And Omer Reb Leza ben Diglai, that Izim Hoyula Beis Abba, my father had some goats, Bahar Michvar, a very far away place from Yerushalayim, and Voyim Esatros, his goats used to sneeze, Merech Pitamakteris, from the smell of the Pitamakteris, it used to make them sneeze also, that the Reach, the smell, used to go so far. Now Mishnah Tested says, Mi Shezocha B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the coin that was Zocha, to clean out the inside Mizbech, this was done mamash after they finished the Marochas. Now they went to clean out the inside Mizbech. So how did he do it? Nichnas, he went inside the Heichel. He went inside the Mizbech, to the inside. For Notal HaTeni, he took with him a little basket called a Teni. Venichlefon, if he put it down in front of him, Voyechoyfen, he would like take handfuls of the ashes off the Mizbech HaPnim, and Venoes Notochen, put the ashes from his hands into this basket. Uvachroina, after he got finished taking all that he could with his hand, there was some a little bit of ashes still left on it, so that kibres ha-shalas soichai, that he used like a little brush to brush the ashes into his basket. V'nichai, and he would leave the basket there. He did not take the teni, the basket with him out of the heichel, but he left it there for another coin to take it out later. V'yotzen, this coin went out from the heichel. Now, misha zocha b'dishin ha-menorah, the next coin that was zocha to clean out the menorah, he came into the heichel now, nichnas, Umotza Shnei Neiros Mizrachos Dokim. Usually what happened was when he went in there, five of them were out already, but the last two, for some reason, were still burning. He used to find the two east Neiros lit. So what he did was, Madash Nesashar, he would clean out the other five. He would clean them out and put in the wicks and get them all ready. He let these two still burn. He didn't take care of them now. He first took care of the Chamisha Neiros. What's going to be Motzo Shekov? Let's say he came and he found that these Neiros, these two also went out already. Motzo Shekov, when he went and he found these two went out. So Madashton, not only would he clean out the other five, but he would also already clean out these two also. But they say not the same way he did the other five. The other five, Imamish cleaned up and made them fit to use. Like he put new wicks inside there, new shemen. Some say here, these two, he just cleaned it out a little bit, but still lit it right away to let it still stay lit. And he would light it as a minadlokin, a nerish and iron dolkin. If you have other nerus lit, he would light these two. Now, these two nerus still lit even the whole day. The other nerus, the mitzvah was to light it at night. The kohen used to light it at night and still lit the whole night. You didn't have to have it lit the whole day. Just these two, they left still lit. So madlikim esadokin, he would light the other two. The yachakach, after that, medarshin esashar. Then he would clean out the rest of them, the other five that were left over, he would clean them out completely and get them all set to be used at night. Now, the Evan Hoyslap Nam Nerva, there was a little stone there in front of the menorah, Ulbor Shalosh Mal, that had three steps going up to the menorah. Sheoleh HaKoin Oime, the Koin used to go up these three steps and stand on top of it. Omeid the Mesonerus used to fix out and clean the menorah and put the wicks inside, the oil. And so he got finished taking care of these five, Ikka, the five Neiros now. So, and he put the ashes into a small kuz, into a small a jug. So now the Nichwa Sekuz, he would take this kuz, this small pitcher-like, Al-Mailishni, he would leave it on the second step, the Yotza go out. So both Kanan that took care of the Mizbech HaPnim, and the Menorah did not take out with them their pitcher or their basket, but rather they left it inside. And we'll soon see later when Kanan came to take it out. So that's what happened so far. Yeah, on the parak shlishi. Now next parak here, parak V starts that the Mishnah says, "Lo yehoyu koyfun esatler." they did not like, when it came to make the shechita on the keves, the korban tamid, they didn't tie it down. They didn't tie it down as 4 feet together, or else not even 2 feet together. But rather there would be makdin oisai, means they would tie it up like this. Makdin means they would tie the regal kedamis, regal achrayinis, zuluzu. They would tie one front leg with one back leg. That's the way they did it. It's called makdin oisai. It means a yad regal, like was done by Kedis Yitzchak ben Avram. In fact, they did it this way to remember the Kedis Yitzchak. So they didn't tie it down the two front and the two back, but one front and one back leg they tied together. Yeah. Now, Misha Zocha Bevorim, the current that was Zocha to carry up the pieces, Oiches and Boy, they would hold down the Tler B'Shah Shchita, they would hold it down B'Shah Shchita. The Kach Oysa Kedosai, how exactly did they tie up this Korban HaTamid? How exactly was it that Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Korban, was facing towards the south side? Because he used to shecht it on the north side of the Azara. So the Rosh was Munach Letzad Dorim, towards the Mizbeach, because he was on the north side. So the face was facing the south side towards the Mizbeach. And Uponav L'Marav, and his face was facing the right towards Marav. The Hashaychet Eimei B'Mizrochai, the Sheikh would stand on the east side of the Korban. Oh, part of the Marav, his face like was facing towards the Marav. That's the way his face was standing. Now, Shel Shachar, the Talmud, Shachar, Hoy Nishchat, Akaron, Svenis Marovis. The Korban Shachar, they made the Shchit near the Kevin Svenis Marovis, Al Tabash Nia, on the second Tabas. It means near the Karen Svenis, near, it wasn't on the Mizbech itself, it just means nearby. Right nearby the corner of the Mizbeach of the north, Maros, northwest side. That's where they made the Shechita of the Korban HaTamid Shel Shachar. Nishchat Yalken Ramat Zerovis. Al Tabas HaShnia, on the second hook. Because really there were 24 Tabas hooks there, Kavuyim, on the floor of the Azara, on the north side of the Mizbeach. So there was a special Tabas for each Mishmur and Mishmur for the Kahanim. The Shechita was done on the second Tabas. Shobain Habayim, now, that's the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning. What's going to be Shobain Habayim? The Talmud was done in the evening, Shobain Habayim, Hoya Nishchat Al Kerem Mizrach Svenis. That they made the Shechita on the east, north side of the Mizbeach. And Al Tabashni also was done on the second hook. Now, Shochet HaSheichet, the Sheichet made the Shechita on the Korban HaTamid, the Kibla Mekabel, the other Kerem that was there to make the Kabbalah Saddam, first made the Kabbalah Saddam. Bola Lekerem Mizrach HaTzvaynis, and he went to Lekerem Mizrach HaTzvaynis. V'noisin, he made his Rika. He made his Rika, first of all, Mizrach HaTzvaynis, on the east, north side of the Mizbeach. Then he went to Marovet Roimis, the south, west side. V'noisin, Marovet Roimis, then he put it on the south, west side. And then, Shiori Adam, HaYishof, HaYisoid Rami, leftover Dam, he put on the Yisoid Roimis. That's where he put leftover of the Dam. Now again, when he made the Shechita, now it says he came to him in the Zrikas Adam, so he made one on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. The Mizrachis Tzvoinis, that's the east, north side. So he made the Zrikas Adam over there, it hit like both sides of the Mizbeach. But the Adam separated and went, someone on the north side, someone on the east side, and someone on the north side. Then he went to the Marovis Dryness, and he made also one Zrika over there, which also made one matana there, that the dam also was nispashit, both on the marav on the west side, and also on the south side. So kisser the dam reached all four corners, all four parts of the mizbeach. And then the shura dam, the leftover dam, was left over in the kli, that he didn't use for the zrikam, that he used to spill on the side of the south side of the mizbeach. And the verse says in Zvachim, that's what we used to spill. Says what? Lohoi yishreifu bo yisaregu. The Kohen, now he started to work with the Korban HaTamid after he made the Shechita and the Zrika, but he started to flay it now, so to skin it, so he did not break the regal. Like Yvai says, they did that, used to break the leg. But as Korban HaKadoshim didn't break the regal, Elonoik Foy Meter Chakuvai, they'd rather like punch a hole through it by the knee. The Teleboy, and they would hang the Korban after the Shechita by its knee. They will start pulling the skin down. Until it comes to the breast of the animal. He will like take the skin off the legs and get to the breasts. When the Kohen got to the breast of the Korban HaTamid,
then chotzeches roish. Now he would cut off the head, and the head still had a skin on it. He did not take the skin off the head. On his son, the kohen would give it now the mishazach boy. So the one that's going to be zeich will soon sit, take it up to the kever, to the mizbeach, to have it burnt there. So that kohen would hold on to the head. Then chotzeches krayim. Then he would cut off from the four legs of the animal, from the knees downwards, like the bottom part of the legs. Chotzeches krayim. He would cut off the bottom part of the legs, the all four. On his son, and he would give it lemishazach bem, to the kohen that's going to carry that up to the mizbeach. We'll see later he carried something else also. Then after the kohen did this, now Merakes Hefshet, he continued on skinning the animal, pulling the rest of the skin off the, from the breast further down. Now Kores Alev, he cut out the heart. Voitzias Dama, and he took out the blood from the heart. Some of Rashi say it's a kasha because he shouldn't be up to that yet. It was soon too late. A lot of things have to come out before you get to the heart. But some say that it's out of place, it should be later. Yeah. Then it says, Chotaches Yadayim. Then the kohen would cut off the yadayim. The yadayim, that's the two front legs. And on the son of Misha Zochabem, he would give it to the one that Zochah to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Now, Ye'olo L'regel Hayimonis, he went up now, he kept on skinning it, L'regel, or cutting it now. Olo L'regel Hayimonis, he went out to the back left, to the back right leg. Chatoch, he cut it off. On his son, Lomisha Zacha, but he gave it to the kohen. It's going to be Zacha to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Now, the right back leg, it also had attached to it, Oshnei Beitzim Ivo, the two Beitzim were still attached to it, of if it was a Zacha. Now, Kuro, then the kohen cut open, like cut open the stomach, cut open the animal, cut open the behemoth, cut open the stomach. The Nimtza Kula Golofon, he was able to see like no insides. He saw the whole Kishka now, everything he saw inside. Not the less a peder. So first the kohen took out the fats of the animal from inside, took off the fats on the son, and he put it al beit shchita sarosh belmala. He put it to gave it to the kohen now that was holding the head. So on the part of the head where the shchita was full of blood. It didn't look so nice. He used to cover it up with this fat. They put the fat of the animal on the makom of the beit shchita on top of it. Then not the less a kravayin. The kohen would take out the intestines from the behemoth, when the son he would give it the mitzvah ben ladichem to the kohen that his job was to wash them out. They washed out the intestines before they burnt them. Then the hakoros, then he cut out the stomach, the keres, and madichem noisem basement bechayim called sarkun. Here he gave it to another kohen to wash it out in the basement bechayim, a special place where they washed it out in the basement bechayim. Here by says it was a harder job. Because here they had to clean it out and take out all the junk that's inside the stomach. So they had to have a good washing. Then it says, Vakrovayim. Now the intestines, Madich Noisan Shloisha Pom Bimuta. At least three times they had to wash it off. Al Shechonah Shalshais. They used to do this on top of tables made out of marble. Shebein Hamudim. These tables were in between the pillows, the small pillows we had before of the stones. So that's where the Shechonahs were, that they used to clean off the insides. Yeah, now Mishnah Gimel, not less hasakin. Now the kohen will continue on, take a knife. V'ifresh esoreyim in a cover. He would cut off the lungs from the liver. V'yetzpa ha-covered min a cover. Also cut off the lobe of the liver from the liver. Now v'lohoyim mezizimim koimai. So far I did not move them apart. He just like cut them to separate them, but he didn't take them apart yet. Now, Noka Vesachoza, he made like a hole, a cut, a slice through the breast. On the son of Lemisha Zachaboy, and he gave like the breast to the kohen of Zoycha to hold on to it. Then he would cut around the breast, the Choza, to separate it from the sides and from the ribs. And when he had it separated, he took out the breast, the Choza, and he gave that to the kohen that's going to hold on to it and take it up. Then, Olo L'Doifin HaYimonis, and the kohen went to still cut on the right doifin, the right wall, like the right flank, HaYimonis, HaYechad, he cut there, V'yoradat HaShedru, he cut down until the backbone. L'hoyin HaGei B'Shedru, but he would not touch the backbone. Achu Magia L'Shteit Tzloyes Rakis, until he would come, he would still have two ribs, two soft ribs attached there.
Now chatoch, he would cut it off. He would cut off the side, the flanken. On the son, he would give it lemicha zocha, but to the kind of zocha to carry that up. And on this right daifin, v'hakovet liyabo, the liver was hanging onto it. Now bola lagera. Now he would come to the neck, to the gera. That's the neck. V'nicha bo, he would leave over there. Shteit slois, also two ribs. Mikan u'mikan, slois mikan. Shteit slois mikan, like two ribs on the top and two ribs on the bottom of it. He would leave on it, and chatzoch, he would cut it off the neck. On the son, he would give it lemichazocha, but to the kohen that was zocha to carry that up to the mizbeach. Now vihakona, vihalei, viareya, vihakona, that's the windpipe, vihalei and the heart, viareya and the lungs, tluyimba, were all attached like to the neck, to this part of the animal that this kohen was carrying up. Then boloi ledoifin asmolus. Then the kohen would get to the left flanking, the left side. And there also, when he would cut down the nichabo shteitzlois, he also leave over two soft ribs, shteitzlois rakas mamal on the top, or shteitzlois rakas mamatan on the bottom, to cut down to the bottom also, there be two soft ribs there. The kach hoye manicha bechaverto, like the same way the left over on the right side was left over on the left side. Nimtza comes out, manicha b'shteim on both, the right side of the flankin, and the left side of the flankin, on both sides was shteim umala, two pairs of ribs on the top, or shteim umat, and two pairs of ribs on the bottom. Chatoch, he cut off now the left side, on the son, and he gave it, l'misha zochabot, the kernel of zochabot, to carry this up to the mizbeach. V'hashidrimo, now with the left side, he also had the backbone attached. And the atchel, the spleen, was also toliba, was hanging by it. The hoisa gedola, really the left side had more to it, was a bigger piece than the right side. Elisha yamin curving gedola, but they called the right side a bigger piece. Why? Because shakovet liyabo, because the liver was hanging on the right side, that gave it a shame, the big one. Now, bo loyla oikets, now the crane comes to the back side, to the oikets. Choytchi would cut it off there, and also in the son of Lemisha Zachabai would give it to the Kayin, that's going to be Zachar to carry this up. V'ya'aliya, the tail, the yetzpa covered and the lobe of the liver, u'shtei klois and the two kidneys, imai, was with this piece of the oiket with the backside of the behema. Now, notal regal hasmolis, he would take now the back left leg, on the son, and he gave that, Lemisha Zachabai, to the Kayin that was Zachar to carry that up to the Mizbeach. So Nimtza comes out like this, that Kulam Oimdim Beshur, all these Kahanim that were holding the pieces, were standing like in a straight line. And Vevorim Biyodim, they had the pieces in the hands. And it was like this. Harishon, the first Kayin, was Barosh Uberegel. He was holding the head, and he was also holding the right, left foot, the first Kayin was holding. Now Harosh Biminoi, he held the head of the animal in his right hand. Vechot my Kalpes Roya, and the nose of the animal like was facing towards his arm, the carnav and the horns of the animal, then that spice was between his hands, like that's the way he grabbed the hold of it. And the place where the shchit was on, that was facing upwards. And the haped there, nosan olehel. And we had before the fats, they put on top of this base of shchit to cover it up. So that's the way this kohen carried in his right hand. And the regal, the right, left, the right back leg, that was Shoyimin, the regular Shoyimin. The back right leg, that was the small, that was with his left hand. He carried it. And the base oil, that's the place where like, they started to skin it, that was Klape Chutz, that was towards the outside. The inside where they started to skin the animal, that side was munach kapechus. That side was put towards the outside, and the place where they actually cut it, that was on the inside. Now Hasheni, the second kohen, b'shtei yodayim, he was holding the two front legs. Shel yamin yaminoi, the right leg in his right hand. Shel smol the smol, the left hand, the left leg in his left hand. Ubeis arulachutz, the same thing. The way the starting of the skinning was towards the outside. Hashlishi, the third kohen, Boikets, he was holding boikets to the backside, uva regal, and also with the left back leg. Poikis Piminoi, the backside he was holding with his right hand. Poyalya Mododelis Benes Paisa, we had before the tail was attached to it, and that here was hanging down in between his fingers, like he could grab hold of it well. And the Yetzpa Kovai, the lobe of the liver, Ushte Kloyis and the two kidneys, Imoi, was hanging down by this part of the Oikis. That's what he had in his right hand. Now the Horegel Shel Smoil, and the back left leg, was besmolik, was with his left hand. Ubeis Oroi Lachut, the same thing, the Beis Oroi was facing outside. Horevi, the fourth Kayin, was Bechose, he was holding the breast, Uvager, and the neck. Hechose Biminoi, the breast was like in his right hand, Vihager, and the neck part, that was besmolik in his left hand. Vitzaloiseh Ben Espoisov, and the ribs that were holding were attached to it, that was between his hands, so he could get a good grip on it. Hachamishi, the fifth Kohen, was b'shtei defanos. He was holding the two flankers, the two sides. Shel yamin b'yaminoi, the right side was in his right hand, and the shel smol b'smol, the left side was in his left hand. And also, based over the place where they cut the skin from, that was b'chutz on the outside. Hashishi, the sixth Kohen, b'krovayim, he was holding the intestines. Hanesunu b'bozef, it was like in a golden spoon, in a golden ladle, that's what they had it in. Ukrayim al-gabayim, that we had before, he cut off on the four legs, the bottom part of the legs, from the ankle downwards, so the four legs, the four ankles, like, were put into the intestines. Al-gabayim amal, on top of it. Hashvi, the seventh kohen basilis, was holding the flour to make the mincha of the nesachim. Hashmini, the eighth kohen, the chavitim, was holding the mincha that the kohen gadol is brought from the kohen gadol, the chavitim. Hachi, the ninth kohen b'yayin, was holding the wine that's brought from nisach hayayin for the korban atavit. So that's why I have these eight and nine kohanim. Now, holchu, they all went, on his sonim, they put it down, mechatzi hakeves ulamata b'maravai. It was since they started to carry it towards the mizbeach, and now while they were going up, they put it down on the bottom half of the plank. The plank itself, the kevis, was 32 amas long. So on the bottom, 16 amas. The marava, it was on the west, on the marav, on the west side of the plank. The plank itself was wide, 16 amas. So it means on the eight amas towards the marav side. They put it down there. On Molochim, there they would salt all these pieces. Now the kind of the yodah, they went down of all them lishchas agozes. The kind of went to lishchas agozes, likra shema. They went to say shema now. Some said they davened there then, but now they made the tefillah. Before they went to burn the actual korban, they first went to say kriyah shema, they first went to daven. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll continue on more mishnayos. Yitzhak ben Avraham means the Yad Regel. They did not tie up the two front together and the two back together, but one front and one leg they tie together. Then it says in the Mishnah that Lohoyu Kreftin es Atler, they did not stam tie up the Tler. So Mura says, my time, why not? That's a machlokes. Rav Hun of Rav Chizda. Chadoma 1 says, Mishum Bizoyin Kotchim. So Bizoyin to have Kotchim tied up doesn't look nice, therefore they did not tie it up, but rather just made like an akedah, just the yad v'regel together. The Chadoma 1 says, Mishum demahalech v'chuki yamim, because that's the way the goyim used to do it. When the goyim would bring a sacrifice for their avodah zarah, they would tie it down. So therefore we should not do like them. It's not an inyan, we're not supposed to tie it down. Samar says, my benayah, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ikebenayah, the difference between...